Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cal Thomas joins us now.
Hey, guys.
Nice.
Well, gee, Mary in her pajamas. I don't know if I want to visualize that or not.
Cal.
Oh, she's lovely. She's a lovely person, Cal.
She probably wears bunny slippers, I'm thinking.
Of course, with
Absolutely.
The big ears. Cal Thomas is with us now. And, Cal, you know, you're watching this healthcare fight just like the rest of us. And Mitch McConnell now saying that he wants to move into a position where he forces all of the Republican senators to all vote on repeal and a two-year delay. We have a couple of senators who voted for repeal in 2015, yet are now already flipping their votes and saying they won't vote for repeal now. What do you make of that?
Well, this is why people are so cynical about Washington or what happens to this town. First of all, the premise is wrong. The idea that government can do this better than the private sector, it's like asking an auto mechanic to do brain surgery. The government is not equipped to do this sort of thing, as we have seen over and over again. We can't even win wars anymore. Why would people think that politicians could fix 1/6 of the American economy? As you guys know, 7 bills were sent up during the Obama administration by Republicans, and of course he vetoed all of them. Now that they have a Republican in the White House, they could have picked any of those 7 bills without going through this process again, sent it up, and have it signed. But they're not serious about it. At least enough of them are not serious to make it work. The Washington Post has actually a decent front page this morning, quoting 3 senators who were responsible for the failure. One, Shelley Capito from West Virginia. I have serious concerns about how we continue to provide affordable care. Are you kidding me? It's not affordable now. They're pulling out of the exchanges. Premiums are going up substantially. You can't keep your doctor in many cases. What's to like about Obamacare? But as Reagan famously said, the only proof of eternal life in Washington is a government program. It's easier to kill a vampire than a government program.
Cal, it seems like the worst form of politics is on display, because you've got Republicans who voted for this when they knew the president wouldn't sign it into law, and now won't do it when they know the president will. What does that tell you? What's the message here?
Well, they're not serious about it. I mean, they fear the voters and the way the Democrats will construct this. Granny going over the cliff, starving children, all of this playbook that we're so familiar with. There's nothing new from the left. They've been playing this since the Roosevelt administration. I'm from the government. I'm here to help you. Never mind you're not getting the help. It's the idea that your intentions are good. So in Washington, it doesn't matter if a program fails, if it doesn't work. It only matters that your intentions were good. Try that in business. You'd be out of business in a week.
So we were discussing earlier, Cal, as to whether this is a failure of leadership on President Trump's part, because President Trump has come out and said, I'm not going to own this. Republicans aren't going to own this, but they will be painted with this. You know, the Republicans are going to be painted with this failure. What about President Trump?
Well, look, here's what needs to be done. You'll remember that President Obama was making speech after speech after speech on the supposed benefits of Obamacare. There was hardly a day went by that he didn't have something to say about it. President Trump has said virtually nothing. He needs to make a nationally televised address. This is important. He needs to address why the bill failed, why Obamacare is failing. He needs to be highlighting people. He's going to do this rally in Ohio, I think, shortly. He needs to have people up on the stage who tell their stories of they can't afford their premiums. Obamacare has killed their health care. This is the kind of narrative in the television age that the president needs to be constructing. He needs to be out there every day saying the opposite of what President Obama did. This is the way you sell things to the American people. This is the way you get through the filter of the negative left-wing press. He's not doing it, or he hasn't been doing it so far. He needs to do it if we're going to get this Obamacare buried like it should be.
Yeah, I mean, the President of the United States, of course, has expressed a lot of frustration with the way the press has covered him. What better way to usurp their power than to give a national primetime address where you take over all of their nightly newscasts? What do you want to see the president say in addition to addressing this health care issue if he were to give his first national primetime address?
Well, I think it's got to be more than him. I mean, you know, when you have these relentless attacks every day, this is the way the media do it. It's like those probes you put into a roast in the oven to measure the temperature. The media go out and bash the president day after day, night after night, and then they stick a probe in the form of a poll to see how they're doing. And then they publish the results of their poll and cheer themselves. Oh, look, the American people don't trust the president. His ratings are falling. Well, yeah, if you day after day, night after night, and sometimes many times during the day, you do nothing but trash them, and that's all the Washington Post and the New York Times do. There's never a positive story on anything the president has done. Then you're going to get people who don't pay attention to say, oh, gee, I guess he's not doing a very good job. So I think he's got to counter this. This is what Reagan did successfully. He went over, under, around, and through the media and communicated directly to the people. It's interesting that the numbers of his base are still very strong. He needs to move beyond the base. He needs to get people up on the stage telling their stories about how Obamacare has failed them, and we need to replace it. That's the way you sell to the American people.
And he needs to come with the same energy Cal Thomas does every week here on WMAL. Cal, thanks so much,
thanks,
sir.
Guys.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.